You're listening to SBS News.
On the front line of India's coronavirus fight, vaccines are among its most potent weapons. To cope with the unprecedented surge in cases, India's government have made vaccination available to anyone over the age of 18. But despite being the world's largest manufacturer of vaccines, the nation is already experiencing a shortage of doses. Now India and South Africa are leading a push at the World Trade Organization to try and solve the global shortages of vaccines. They've asked the WTO to intervene and waive the patents, or intellectual property, on coronavirus vaccines. Dylan Thumpapalay is a senior lecturer at the Australian National University.
We really are in a very unusual situation where on the one hand we do have the vaccines that could actually be effective in slowing the pandemic, but on the other hand we've got this international trading system which really slows horrifically the use of those vaccines, simply because of the costs around it and the legal rules that if you try to replicate the vaccines now you'd be infringing. So we are in a very unprecedented situation.
Vaccines have become a much sought-after commodity. In countries across Europe and in the United States, the rollout has moved forward with pace, but many nations are still experiencing shortages in vaccine supply. Out of the first 700 million doses administered globally, just 0.2% were given in low-income countries, while 87% were administered to people in high-income and upper-middle-income nations. Vaccine orders from countries like the United States, which secured large quantities of the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, has left other countries waiting for their delivery of doses. If the patents are waived by the World Trade Organization, the firms developing them would no longer have exclusive control over the vaccine and how it is produced. Other manufacturers would be able to produce doses, which could be sold to developing countries at a significantly lower cost. Dr. Deborah Gleeson from La Trobe University says there is already capacity in low and middle income countries that is not being utilised by pharmaceutical firms.
Companies like Pfizer, for example, are holding on to their intellectual property rights tightly, not sharing them with other companies, and are not able to produce enough vaccine to meet the global demand themselves. So freeing up the intellectual property rights would be an important first step to enable much more widespread manufacturing of vaccines.
But those companies are unlikely to be pleased with demands to give competitors open access to their vaccine candidates. Uga Zahin, the CEO of BioNTech, which makes the Pfizer vaccine, warned last week waiving international property may lead to poor quality versions of the vaccine being used in developing countries.
It is not a solution to simply hand over the patent right now, because the worst thing that can happen is that then a proliferation takes place. I think the question was asked, is the vaccine in Iraq the same as the one used in Europe? That is actually the most important question. We don't want to have poor quality vaccines in Africa.
Prominent philanthropist Bill Gates also felt waiving patents is an unnecessary move, urging a more considered approach to scaling up production, speaking to Britain's Sky News.
The thing that's holding things back in this case is not intellectual property. There's not like some idle vaccine factory with regulatory approval that makes magically safe vaccines. You've got to do the trials on these things, and every manufacturing process has to be looked at in a very careful way. There's all sorts of issues around intellectual property having to do with medicines, but not in terms of how quickly we've been able to ramp up the volume here.
Australia does not support the plan, and neither do the United Kingdom, the European Union, nor the United States. But charitable organisations including Oxfam and Medicine Sans Frontières are calling on that to change. President Joe Biden has been urged by members of his own Democratic Party to waive protections around vaccines in the US. Among them, Democratic Congresswoman Jen Schakowsky.
We need to make sure that the pharmaceutical companies are willing to share the recipe, are willing to help stand up the ability of countries around the world to produce their own vaccines and to deliver them. We have the capability of doing it, and we need to. And Big Pharma is really the roadblock.
Dr. Gleason agrees the monopoly's overproduction risk delaying the global vaccine rollout, which could see the pandemic prolonged.
The problem is that if we have large proportions of the population in rich countries vaccinated and a low proportion in low and middle income countries, we're going to see variants emerging in countries where there isn't widespread vaccination that then threaten the whole the progress of the whole world. So it's not enough for countries like Australia to just be thinking about vaccinating our own populations. We need to make sure that there's enough vaccine to go around for everyone.
Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has urged the World Trade Organization to make a decision, warning time is running out for those in countries experiencing virus surges.
There's no reason, to be honest, to not decide on IP waiver, because the provision was meant for this situation. The provision of waiving IP was meant for this condition, for emergencies, and this is unprecedented.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.